was that story that I said I have to say on the podcast?
It wasn't your man that attacked you, was it? You're still going on about that.
Mind that. Was attacked on the streets of Dublin.
Anyway, welcome back to the Conways episode 120.
120, that's a big number now.
It is, yeah.
120.
No, but what was the story again that you were like, oh, I better say that on the podcast?
Do you remember? I was saying it.
I remember you saying like, that and then I can't like remember the story. Weeks. Yeah.
I hate that when that happens. I hate when that happens.
What was that?
Oh my God. Will you stop pulling me top down?
Yeah, but your whole back's hanging out.
It doesn't go down. It's just the way God built me. Broad.
Close the fridge then. I can't remember the story.
Can't remember the story. It was a good one though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know it was a good one. Something funny. I'm sure it'll come to you at some stage. We had a busy weekend this weekend, didn't we?
Not really, no.
Yeah, we did. We went off and we were looking at prams. We picked out our car. What else did we get? We picked out our bat.
We're just browsing, you know, shopping around to see who wants to give us a free one.
No, indecisive of what pram to get.
No, I'm only messing. Very expensive all the same.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
it
get
actually
it.
Is.
They're all over £1,000.
Darren couldn't aren't cope. They? He was like, ah, here. And I says, when are we going to buy the cot then? He goes, well, not. The child's sleeping on the floor.
The price of it.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it is that bad.
Well, it is because there's no mattress with it.
What was the price of the bed?
The cot was... the cot.
£600.
I'm not getting a big, giant cot. I'm getting like a half a cot. But like a small, but like petite, nice cot.
The fuck are you on about? Petite, nice cot.
Yeah, just like not a big, huge one that's going to take up the whole room. It's a newborn. It doesn't need that. I know it'll grow and it'll still be grand for when it's a toddler. It was £590.
That's nearly £2,000 for a... Well, that's basically £2,000 for a pram and all the bits and then that.
The cot and then the mattress stands, what, about
£391 or something, yeah. So you're talking £2,500 nearly.
That's not even £1,000 for the cot.
It doesn't... I'm including the pram and all.
Yeah, but I don't know what pram I'm getting you.
Silver Cross, you said you wanted.
I either want the Silver Cross or the Venezia.
St. Tommy Fury got a free one.
What?
What's it, a Lamborghini Silver Cross?
Or orange and black.
Was it a Lamborghini? Did you see that, Leanne? It's your job to keep up to date with that stuff, Leanne.
Who?
Do your job.
What were you doing on Tommy Fury's Instagram anyway?
Seeing what the crack is with his brand deals with the baby.
Why? He's a boxer though.
And he's Tommy Fury.
And you're definitely nowhere near a boxer.
I'd box the head off anyone.
No, you wouldn't.
Would you?
No.
I used to be a boxer back in the day. Me ma's gaff in the bedroom. In the box room. Belly boxing.
Yeah, that's the only boxing you were doing.
Belly boxing champion of England at one point.
Yeah. You still are.
Held that title. No, I'm not.
You still are. Only that you're not in your ma's box room anymore. You're in your own box room.
No, I think you got... It was like a Lamborghini Silver Cross or something.
I know. You showed me. It's orange and black.
That's
not nice.
That's a load of nonsense, that is.
No. I just like... I don't know. I can't wait to get everything, but I don't want to be getting that too early, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going to order the pram in probably September, so I've loads of time to pick the side.
They're big old...
But I'm going to get the cost soon. What?
The prams are big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought you just would have got a Paw Patrol one.
You have one of them skimpy things?
Yeah.
Oh, they remind me of the Ballymun shops or some reason.
Narrow little poles on it. And all.
Oh, yeah. You get them for holidays.
Plastic wheels. Paw Patrol.
Are you going to go down pushing the pram?
Go down where?
Like, are you going to go over to the shops and, like, push the pram around?
You won't catch me doing that like that. Are you missing you, Will? I'm going to be one of them dads going around with the pram like that.
Are you going to put one of them little things on you and sit the baby in the front of you?
Absolutely not. That's the hangover.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Definitely not. That's stupid.
I'm getting one of them.
That's stupid. It just wouldn't suit me. People would just be laughing at me.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they would. Taking photos and all.
Oh my God, you're with your child. You're being a dad. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it is.
How?
Just hold the thing. Putting it in a little harness.
Also, I wanted to ask people... that are listening, any ideas of where I could have a baby shower? I'm struggling so hard to find a nice venue.
We rang a place, right? The other day, well, Amy rang a place the other day that's local to us. And I think they were kind of very confused on what we were asking over the phone, but they got there in the end. Like, and she's like, so how much is it to like rent it out? And he's like, 10 grand.
Yeah, 10K. 10K to rent it out, private hire. And I said, but I only want it from 2 to 6. Yeah, 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 10K.
10 grand.
Get a grip, will you?
I think he thought we wanted to rent out the whole pub.
No, we don't want to do that.
Even at that, paid our fucking rent for fucking months.
I know.
I think he meant something different, like maybe 1,000. 1K maybe, he said, but it sounded like 100%. He said 10K.
He said 10K.
And they don't do finger food, no.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're on about, because all you sell is pizza. It's 10 grand.
With a few slices of pizza.
And this is only a room, like, this is only like a room, like a bar.
They're like, we don't open until 5 o'clock anyway. So what, from 5 to 10, I can have it for 10 grand? Like, get a grip.
2 grand an hour. That's impossible.
Like, you swear it was a 5-star bleeding place. It's not, like.
I'm going to ring them now. Will I ring them now and see how much it is?
On the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, we ring them now and see what they give you.
Morning.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
I'm just wondering the price to hire the venue for a baby shower. It's like 30 to 40 people. Okay, because the guy on the phone the other week said it was 10 grand, 10,000. Well, I'll just pass the information on and I'll get back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely 10 grand then. That's 1,050 for 30 people.
For 30 people, yeah. 30.
Why are they going on as if it's a wedding? A sit-down meal?
They're
a
all
baby
doing that.
Shower?
They're all doing that.
Mm. A lot of them are, yeah.
You can't get a bit of fucking decent finger food around this place anymore.
I wanted to go to Betsy, and then they just closed down. That would have been ideal.
1,050, I don't want the meal.
No.
I want your fucking room.
Like, it's a finger
food. Well, I want to put up
why
a few balloons.
A load of randomers and... Like, obviously, there won't be randomers to me, but everybody's not going to know each other, like,
but your
family
man,
and friends and
we
all.
We rang last week, last week, on Friday or something.
Yeah.
And your man on the phone said, we open up from 5 o'clock and it's 10,000 quid. I'm not joking you, didn't he?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. well, I leave it so. Like, why is it so hard to find somewhere for a baby shower?
Might just order a bleeding canopy out my ma's back garden, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Because Phyllis would love that.
She can't get up off the
sofa. It'd be too cold. It'd be in the winter.
Doesn't matter. November. We get a few heaters.
Fuck off there. Want a nice baby shower and like...
Get Wide for Eye the entertainment then.
Wide for Eye, Martin Eastwood. No, but like seriously, like... If anybody has recommendations, let me know.
10 grand though. Imagine.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Were we talking about being on Ireland now?
Yeah, we were talking about it last week.
We didn't talk about being on it, though.
No, because we were only on it yesterday.
Did any one of our 5 listeners watch us on Ireland AM by any chance?
Yeah, we were on Ireland AM.
In the AM?
Yeah.
We were on Ireland AM and it was PM. Didn't make sense.
It wasn't PM, it was 10:20 AM.
Wasn't it? It was 2 PM.
It wasn't you. Yeah, first time for me.
Yeah. Nah. That was my second time in the garden.
Well, I was never in the studio. Oh. I didn't really want to see the studio though, because
it's very small.
Yeah, and
just
I really
like cameras
that
all around you. Same with the 6 o'clock show. Yeah. You were on that.
Yeah,
it's very small. Like on the telly when you're watching it, you think
it looks
like,
so much bigger. But then it's like you're in there, you're like, oh, it's really.
Oh,
small.
Oh, look, they're in a little sitting room. But then, like when you're sitting there, it's like
even the garden. That's such like. That's why I was like, I hope it's in the studio because it was so breezy. And I have like a rash on my neck. And I was like, oh no. And it kept blowing away, didn't it? And the rash.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad.
Marcus Rashford.
Darren. Why did you say that? Well, because I have a rash.
Marcus Rashford.
Stop saying that I look like certain footballs.
No, you look like... I kept calling her Haaland the other day. Because her hair is blonde.
Well, who did I call you?
Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
As if that's an insult.
It is an insult.
No,
he looks
not.
Like a foot.
He's a baller. You have a head like Haaland. Running up and down the wing. Running all over Dublin trying to book a baby shower. Like Haaland.
I have nothing to say to you.
Holland keeps popping up on Amy's social media as well. On TikTok. Like, it's like babies. Baby stuff.
Pregnant people.
Pregnant, all that kind of stuff. And then Holland.
Yeah, videos of Holland.
I think Holland's being forced on the public.
He is, because he's all over YouTube. Like, we were looking at him on YouTube and we weren't. I don't know what's that.
In suggestions, yeah.
Yeah. That and knockout audits.
That's our new one now.
Yep. Knockout audits. He's very good. That's mad. That make you never want to drink again, the way people go on.
It's this chap that goes around the UK, different towns in the UK.
Oh,
on the weekend,
it.
Like, and like, it's just outside nightclubs in around the city, just like seeing what's going on. And like, there's just mad scraps and all. And
they're
just like
killing
crazy.
Each other, police everywhere. It's just wild.
It's mad that like, that's just happening though.
Yeah.
And you're just at home watching it.
And yeah,
makes you just like not want to go out ever again.
Yeah, it makes you, oh God, you couldn't drink. Imagine that happening to you getting caught. I'd love if you did Dublin City though.
Yeah.
I'd love that. That'd be mad, wouldn't it? Oh God, there.
You'd want some balls in you going around though, wouldn't you?
Oh with yeah, you have to be well able.
Especially
yeah.
with people with drink on them.
Yeah. Especially in the UK, the knife crime and all. Very scary. Remember we were in London? We were afraid of all.
Stuck to the bed, thought someone was going to fucking shank me.
That was the weirdest hotel ever.
I have this thing for you, right? I've done this door-to-door yoke again.
I was wondering where you are all weekend.
I was doing this, was gathering up all this information for us for the podcast.
Right.
And this is what I got, right? Did you ever have a work best friend?
Yeah.
Who?
Still do.
Ash?
Yeah.
She doesn't work there, though.
What?
She's been out about 5 years.
She's not out about 5 years. She's on maternity leave.
She's on the sick.
She's not. She's on maternity leave.
What would you do if Ash quit the job?
I don't know. I already struggled through a whole maternity leave. Like, I mean, struggled.
But if she left and you had...
Miserable.
Would you be this upset, like?
Huh?
Would you be upset if she left the work
yeah.
job?
Yeah. I wouldn't go back.
Well, 52% of people would consider leaving their job if their best friend and work yeah. left. Would you consider leaving?
Yeah.
If I worked with you, would I be our best friend? And if I left, would you just consider leaving?
No, because I see it at home.
Would you hate if I worked with you?
I wouldn't really mind it. I think we'd have a bit of a laugh.
No, I think you'd go mad.
No, I think we'd have a laugh there. I haven't been in work in ages, though. I'm sick.
You'll be going around the crash like Haaland. What the hell are you farting? Who's that? Czech Republic. Czechia. Answer that.
Will I?
Yeah.
Hello?
Why did they
Why
do
did
that?
He bother ringing?
Why did they do that? Did they just take all our credit?
I don't have credit.
They have to take your Revolut away and everything.
I don't have an enemy Revolut.
Why did they, like, literally fucking phone calls from Bulgaria and all. And when you answer it, they just hang up. They want you to ring them back, don't they? And then they take your credit.
But I don't have credit.
Three away fives, aren't we? No fucking call me is left over them.
I have a good story. I know this is so off topic, but...
No, but I'm talking about your best friend and work. We'll get back to it, will we, Leanne?
Yeah.
So, I was at home, right? And Darren came in to record Stoller. And I was at home on my own, and everybody was in work and everything else, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I got into the shower, and I washed my hair, and I was like, I'm going to blow dry it straight, and going to, like, do whatever I had to do, whatever.
I'm going to blow dry it straight. What other way would you do it?
No, but instead of letting it air.
I was going to blow dry it up like Marge Simpson.
like instead of me like letting it air dry or whatever, right?
I don't even know what that is.
Like just to feel fresh, right?
Yeah.
And I got out of the shower and I was floating around and like I haven't left the apartment the days at this stage, right?
I just keep
thinking
you with big blue hair like Marge Simpson.
Oh, Darren, get a grip, will you? And,
but you're not, you're like Harland.
I sat down, I put the telly on, I put Malcolm in the Middle on, and I plugged in the hairdryer. The second it hit me here, the electricity went.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and the sirens was going off. I was like, oh, just
but she had no credit on her phone.
I had no internet and no credit. And I forgot how to send a call.
I just thought it was funny that she still gets credit.
I do get credit, yeah.
She goes to shop and gives €20 away for you, please.
And I'm with Vodafone. Right, so
€20 away 7, please. And a number 5 and a packet of lollies.
So I was like, oh, what am I going to do? My hair was soaking. I threw clothes on and I was standing there and I like was looking to see could I get like somebody's Wi-Fi, and it wasn't happening. And I couldn't ring you.
Went over to Blade Neddy Rockets or something.
No, and I was like, right, what am I going to do here? I need to think about this now. So I got into my car and I drove to Ballymun and set outside my ma's house and used the Wi-Fi to top up my phone.
Electricity. Get the code for the. No,
to top up my phone and
Electric
then get
Ireland. You have to get the code.
It took me, like the whole thing went on for about 2 hours. Because I was like, what am I going to do? And I'm sitting in like the dark, the heat and all. I was horrible. My hair was nearly dry. It was all frizzy and all. And oh, it was horrible.
She's come a long way from being stuck to the bed with him at home, let me tell you. Rambling around.
I could
just picture you going around the car, determined to get it, and just like going, Holland, Holland. Are you going to hit me?
Finish now?
Yeah. I know I was going to say gum disease or something.
No, I'm not going
to
say that.
She always says to me, every time I laugh like in her face about something, she's like, gum disease.
Gums are real swollen.
Yeah, talking about you, there's blood all over the sink from
you.
Yeah,
that's a pregnancy hormone,
no,
though.
It's not, you just
yeah, it is.
Gum
your gums
disease.
Bleed because of pregnancy, googly.
Gum disease head. She's just looking for something to say to you. She doesn't want to say anything too bad.
Yeah,
because she'd be like, fa.
No, no.
Fa.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Big thing.
No.
Plaque in your teeth or something.
No.
Smell all of your breath.
Yeah.
Amy,
that
always.
Big hunch.
She always says that to me. Yeah, you have a big hunchback. Smell all of your breath.
Hunchback in Notre Dame going around.
Hunchback in Charlestown. Smell all of your breath. It doesn't mean anything wrong with me.
You
breath
do
smells
stink.
Like your Colgate.
No, it doesn't.
White flow or something. Oh, fresh breath. I should be on an ad with me teeth.
No, yeah, like right, that. Are you mad?
Do you want a perfect smile?
Floss runs when it gets fucking stuck in between your teeth.
Yeah, well, enough of slagging me about me way. A quarter said our friendship at work meant they enjoy going to the office more, while almost 4 in 10 say, big numbers, say they benefit from having someone to laugh with during the day.
Yeah, you have to have someone to laugh with.
But you're not supposed to be doing that in work. You're supposed to be walking.
No, but like seriously, do you ever be in work, right? Do you know the way you worked into Shamrock for like, what, 10 years?
Mm.
And the original staff that you started there with were always going to be the best staff.
You never ended with them though. They
no,
were always gone.
And then
you're just stuck there.
And you're on like season 14.
What are you on about?
And all these new characters.
Hang on, what are you on about season 14?
Like, you're in work, right? You start with this group of people that you build friendships with, everybody moves on.
Yeah.
Then you have like one or two years are left, but there's all these other new people in there.
Mm.
And they're never going to be the same, and you're on season 14.
Of what?
Of work.
Oh, I didn't know what you meant, season.
You get me?
Yeah, yeah. Really clever the way you did that.
There you go. But that's what it is, though.
Science, someone has become your work best friend, including meeting outside of work. Do you meet outside of work, don't
yeah.
you? Chatting about non-work topics, you know, like just like the old, like, do you watch Love Island?
Yeah.
All that, like.
Yeah.
Eating lunch together.
Yeah.
Going to the bathroom together.
No.
I'm only messing, it doesn't say that.
Where the hell would we go to the bathroom?
It doesn't say that. Always messing. It says eating lunch together regularly and following each other on social media, according to a survey by me. Well, not me, Lily O'Brien's chocolates survey. Not mine. I lied. It's Lily O'Brien's survey. So I don't have a work best friend because I do this. Like the only kind of thing that I have that's a bit of stability in my life, work-wise, is coming in to record a podcast. With
so
you,
I'd be your best friend.
With you and your man. McGuckin.
So if you had to choose your best friend, either me or McGuckin, who are you picking?
Terry Flower.
He's not in the running because you don't do a podcast with him.
He's my best friend. I have a lot of time for him.
Yeah, but what about me? Do you tell him all the secrets you tell me?
No. What secrets?
Oh, you know what secrets?
Do I have a birthmark on the back of my leg?
No, I have loads of
no,
other
no
secrets.
One's ever said that to me, and everyone sees me wearing shorts in here. No one's ever said, eh, look at his birthmark.
Yeah, because they talk about you when you're gone.
About my hunchback and my teeth and all.
Need the smell off him. It must be a friend.
Oh, I'd be paro.
Why?
When you tell me that, I'd be going up to people going, does my breath smell?
You better not be, because it does smell there.
It doesn't smell.
It does.
Like what, coffee or something?
No, like you didn't brush them. Like,
isn't she a horrible person?
Have you no work best friend then? What about when you were in the Shamrock?
Yeah, Kieran.
You don't even talk to him anymore.
No, I bumped into him there a few months ago, remember?
That was like last year.
Oh, what was it, a few months ago?
Last year.
Wasn't it like January?
No.
It was after the wedding, Amy.
Was it?
Yeah. Do you want a bit of chocolate?
You eating again?
No, just found that there with chocolate on it. Imagine.
So, like, what would you do? Like, have you nobody that you'd confide in, like, or you know,
I'd say I have, like, two, max three friends in my life.
Who?
They don't need to say any names.
Why?
Because no one knows them.
Right.
Three out of push. That's all you need, isn't it?
It is, though. If your circle's too big...
Everyone else tried to fucking sabotage me.
Yeah. They did, didn't they?
Yeah. Weirdos.
So people get jealous.
Anyway, we're getting too deep here.
Why?
Let's talk about something fun. Like having a shower.
I love having a shower.
Where would you say is the best place where you get your best ideas?
Yeah, it'd be the shower. Because I'd be rushing out to get it done then.
Mm, that's what it says, is that the shower is the best place. Some most people get inspiration.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Why, where do you get yours?
When I'm going to sleep at night.
Really?
Yeah, like before I fall asleep. For whatever reason my brain works, I just start thinking of like ideas. And sometimes I wouldn't even be, sometimes just go to sleep, but then sometimes like I'd get this idea for like a sketch or something.
Right.
Or an idea for anything really, and I just write it down straight away.
Mine would be the shower, definitely.
Other people, when they're on a walk, they get it. You don't do that. Yeah. Or they say, yeah, we'll fall asleep, a light bulb mom, we'll fall asleep, or late at night. What's the best idea you ever had?
The best idea I've ever had? I don't know. What about you?
The best idea in terms of what?
I don't know,
just
anything. I'm
everything and
yeah
probably like what I talked about on Stala, getting bins on the back of cinema seats in the pictures.
Are you still talking about that?
Yeah,
that's never happened, you know.
Still never happened. I still think someone's gonna take it.
You're announcing it on podcast.
I've announced it about the last 5 years. I said it on podcasts, so someone's going to... I think that's the best idea I've ever had that I've never done it.
Now, I'd like an app, right, that you could check and see if somewhere's busy.
I fucking told you that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I've always said that I'd love a camera to look in live. No.
I told her.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Right, go on.
I think you took it and you went to the arcade and said it, and he said that he was going to...
What are you on about?
You're always taking my ideas down, and you know you are.
I had another idea.
Go on, what?
So like say it'd be the busiest period would be during Christmas though. So say you're ordering loads of stuff, right? You get them all delivered to the one place, like a warehouse where they package all your packages together in one box, and then they deliver it when you're in the whole packages you've ordered for like over the last like 5 weeks or so. Do you know what I mean?
It's
already a thing. Parcel motel or something, isn't it?
I don't know.
No, parcel motel is just
if you're not
your parcels being delivered to the one place if you're not in. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're packaged together.
Accumulate all them together.
What's your pet peeve that this is based on? Is it individual packages?
Yeah, it's like, oh fuck, I need to be home like 3 days this week because I'm getting three different packages on different days.
Okay.
But if you delivered them to like the one location, like
what
like,
if
this company would take them all in as your address, like?
What if there was a package that you needed more urgently than another one?
And then you're left waiting on the whole package.
Mm.
Well, you just wait for that one. Get that delivered to your house if you want.
But you haven't got the choice for that.
As I said, if it's Christmas and you're ordering like loads of presents and they're like a toothbrush, socks, whatever, then just get
them. Why are you saying it like that?
Because I wanted to.
Why?
Because I wanted to. It felt right. Just get them all delivered to a warehouse where they pack you up, put a sticker on it, and then send it across to you.
You want to do a lot of things in life. You wanted to open that, then you wanted to open a snack box place, then a coffee place, then a Subway in the village. Like
someone beat me to that one.
There's no Subway in the village.
There used to be, yeah.
No, but you wanted to do it recently.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in life you want to do and you always come up with these ideas and never ever do them.
Also wanted to open a card shop.
Yeah, a card shop.
There's loads in there. The snack box one was a good one, I think.
Mm.
Just sold snack boxes. But like good snack boxes. And you could get like a snack.
Skin.
What was it?
From the chicken you said on top of chips.
I was like, imagine like skin. You could just buy the skin. Like a bag of skin. Like.
What do you do with the chicken though?
You use that for fucking cutting it all up and doing like some sort of like snack box chips or something.
Yeah, but what about the skin and be missing off that chicken though?
But you can still use some of the skin. Doesn't matter. When you're cleaning up, you just use the skin off.
And where are you going to open this?
Charlestown. I don't even want to do that now. It's stupid.
What about your burger place?
What was that?
You want to do burgers as well?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
What was that?
I don't know. Something to do with burgers and wings. Then you wanted something else to do with, I don't know what it was.
I wanted to open up
a cafe. You wanted to open up a cafe?
No, a newsagent.
Oh, here.
Like a corner shop, like a proper old school one. That sold like old sweets and all. And was like done up like, right, there's this chap, right, that I seen on TikTok. Because I was looking into Extravision, right? And I was like, imagine like opening Extravision again.
But you wouldn't get business.
As a restaurant or something. Or just like, but like keeping the aesthetic of Extravision inside. But like opening it as a restaurant, a bit nostalgia, and have like video tapes and stuff, and the menus are themed after like different things now.
Mm.
And there's some fella that actually bought the rights to Extravision's name.
So what are you going to do about that?
There's nothing I can do about it now. I'll have
buy
to
it off him.
I'd love to. He wouldn't be selling it though.
Then what does he want it for then?
I don't know. I think he's like doing something with it.
He's like, you said this ages ago now.
Yeah, but if you want to sell it to me, I know you're not listening or anything, but like if you want to sell it to me.
You love Extravision.
Fucking,
what was that about? It's only videos and DVDs.
I hung around in it.
You fleeced the place as well.
Dry. No, but I hung around in Extravision when I was a kid. It means a lot to me.
It's fucking weird, isn't it?
But imagine like opening like a restaurant. Not like a fucking fancy restaurant, just like a
Burgers.
Like Wow Burger is or something like, do you know what I mean? And it's all like red and yellow, and that's Wow Burger's colours already, isn't it? Like red and yellow and just like, you know, like old TVs in the corners and all playing like Jurassic Park or something. And they had like the, you could like set up like a PlayStation 2 that's in like, you know, where, remember when you used to go into Smith's?
Mm.
And you could play it and all?
No, that was in GameStop.
Yeah, Smith's did it as well. And Extravision. Do all them.
Is that place still open?
That'd be fucking genius.
Is the place still open that people shout at you?
What was that called?
Karen's Diner.
Yeah.
Is that still there?
I haven't heard that in ages.
I think it was supposed, it's closing down, but I don't know is it closed yet.
It's closing down?
It's closing, yeah. Yeah.
It was just a novelty for a bit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We tried that Popeye's chicken.
Any good?
No.
Sorry.
I didn't like it at all. Repeated on me all night.
Oh.
It's one of them things you're like indigestion when you look at it.
I find everything I eat now repeats on me.
That's our age.
Is that my age? Literally everything, I have to be so careful. I have to be so careful what I'm eating these days.
Me, you shy, so what do you expect?
No, I don't. I eat real healthy.
No, you don't, Darren, and you know you don't.
Well, it got me this far not eating healthy.
You're 24.
No, I'm not. Keep saying that. Yeah, keep thinking that. I'm only 29.
Yeah.
People in the comments are saying dreaming. I only look 29.
Yeah, you are sitting on them comments, you are.
Yeah, well.
Look, he's going on to check them again.
I haven't
got that many listeners there. You have what?
Who's the most creative thinker between the two of us?
Me.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, it is. You're not creative.
The only creative thing you've ever done is make a wax melt company.
I remember I did.
Amy used to sell wax melts.
Yeah.
We talked about that in this before, did we?
No.
Amy's
I thought about that, Amy's, yeah. I used to love doing that.
Amy used to sell wax melts.
Mm.
And it was booming. Wax melts were a big thing back...
Back in COVID days.
Before COVID, I think.
Was it?
Yeah,
that was good.
Good while it lasted.
Yeah.
I have some listener questions. Will I read them out?
Yep.
This one is from Derek. Well done on Ireland AM. Was that Emmy's first time on television?
Did you watch it, Derek?
Yeah, he said yeah.
You did? No, this is actually my second time on the telly. Is it?
Yeah.
Or third time?
Second.
Yeah, because we were on the 6 o'clock show, weren't we?
Yeah.
That was the first time on Ireland AM, though, and I watched that every day, so. Well, I watch a 6 o'clock show sometimes. I used to.
Yeah.
Mm.
You enjoyed yourself anyway.
I did, actually. You are very nice over there.
Mm. I have one from Mick. Mick. Would you like to present the magazine show like Ireland AM or the Today Show? And where is the best place in Dublin for a 99er?
Would I like to present...
Oh, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would, but it's very fast paced, isn't it? Everything's real quick, like you have to... Like,
it's just all on a tablet though, you just like go to the tablet and if the guest wanders off, you just bring them back and say, tell us more about the book.
Yeah, no, I know.
They're like, well...
You have to have a type of personality for it, don't you?
Yeah.
I would like to do with them. Yeah.
Either from the country or posh.
No, not necessarily.
Is there any Northsiders hosting shows?
Why are you checking all your emails?
Because someone's trying to hack into my account.
No, there's not. Anyone on your notifications on Instagram? You're recording a podcast there.
I'll do what I want.
Sorry, Wayne.
Yeah, but is that anyone going, what's up and all? Welcome to Ireland AM. They turn it off.
No, they won't.
The nannies and granddads have turned that off. I can't listen to him. Jeez, the bleeding...
Mouth.
The mouth on them.
No, I don't.
You wouldn't like that, would you? My ma said today that she'd like to see you do that.
Yeah. I'd have to change my accent, though.
No, you wouldn't. You'd want to go back to college. You don't need college for that now, do you?
No.
I don't know. I wouldn't like that.
Like...
I mean, if the money's right, you'd do aren't, wouldn't you?
Would you?
I'd like to host the Late Late Show.
You'd never... No, I wouldn't.
Oh, man.
The amount of shit you get after.
The scrutiny off that would be insane.
Yeah.
You'd be constantly under the...
Is Patrick Quilty getting kicked after?
No, he's signing a new deal, isn't he? For 3 years.
I like him. When is that back, actually?
It's winter, isn't it?
September.
I like that. I like that show.
It's all pre-recorded, though. It used to never be. And then, like, you notice that, like, he's interviewing some guests and there's, like, it's chopped. Like, the interview is done beforehand.
Elements of it are... Some interviews are. I suppose it depends on availability of the guests and stuff like that.
I don't recall that ever happening before, though. Like, with Huberty or Pat Kenny, you know?
No, and they probably looked at it. They
probably did it a different way, maybe. I don't know.
Or it looked... It was a bit less obvious, maybe.
Yeah.
I'd like to go on that.
Go on it?
Yeah.
For what?
I'd do a dance. What would you do?
Probably just do a dance as well.
Would you? Do you want to make up a dance before September?
Mm-hmm. Another one from the canteen. That's what they say.
What do you mean?
They only get people on from RTE to go on to the Late Late Show.
No, they don't.
Well, mainly they do.
Like who?
Like every guest they get on is always someone.
Terrence and Calvin were on it.
Once.
So, they were still on it.
Once, like. The recording guests are... What?
Who's the recurring? Like,
am I wrong, am I right? But there's a lot of recording guests who are RTE-centric, like... he wants to know also, Mick wants to know.
Where's the best for a 99?
Where's the best for a 99?
Don't know, the ice cream man just disappeared in this heatwave.
I haven't seen an ice cream, like the ice cream van used to come up there to stay in the winter, like last winter all the time, every week. Every day, every second day, like, and now I haven't seen in the heatwave one, I haven't even heard a jingle.
No.
Haven't heard one fucking jingle. The 99ers are smaller though.
What?
When you get a 99 at the beach, they're tiny.
No, we never got one.
Yeah, we walked by when we were going to Donabay and I got one. Like one lick and the thing was gone.
Oh, really?
Couldn't even give Frank any.
He loves ice cream. He loves toast.
Mm. I have another one from Dan, the Ben. Darren should call his man and ask her what time it is.
Ringer.
I suppose I'll have to.
Don't tell us she's on the podcast.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
What time is it?
23, right?
Just wondering. Come here, listen, do you think Amy could host Ireland AM?
Is that you ringing up today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she'd be good. She came across well on that interview. She's well able to speak up.
But do you think that our accent would be a barrier.
What do you mean?
No, they're all very posh, or from the country.
They're not, Darren. There's some of them are dirty. There's not. They're not. They just put some of the put it on. Don't mind them.
He said that we're too common to go on that.
No, they're not too. Will you heck off? Come here. I think it goes on personality, not with voice. It's if you have it, London.
Do you think the Late Late Show would have us on?
Like their panel?
Yeah, you know, as a guest.
As guests?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't they?
What would we talk about?
He said that nobody from the north side goes on that.
I didn't say that. I said a lot of people. A lot of recurring guests on the Late Late Show are from within RTE. It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying that's what it is.
No,
sometimes.
It's not a bad thing.
Some interesting people in there.
Anywhere. Why don't you have to talk up, and that's it. It doesn't matter where you're from or what voice you have. I could put a posh voice on if I wanted to.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm not really more, like, I know I'm not as bad, but more Amy. She's from Ballymun, like.
Darren!
So fucking what if she's from Ballymun? Something bad everywhere.
That's terrible.
I'm only messing. Ballymun is actually real quiet. You're on the podcast.
Oh. Bye. Bye.
Oh God!
What?
I don't know what you're gonna do about this, Darren.
Oh, that's the last time I'm ringing my ma.
Why? Will you please stop licking that spoon?
I was just there.
Just leave it alone.
Imagine that spoon was just there and I start licking it.
I wouldn't be surprised. You.
It's still Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice legs.
What's up with you slagging me? Is it them bleeding socks? Too tight, Eddie.
She was dying to think of something for the whole episode. To
no, I wasn't. To about I have stuff. A lot of things, but I don't say it.
Cutting the circulation out of me fucking.
Yeah, there you go. Cutting the supply off to your brain. What's that?
I'm going now because you're wrecking my head.
You get me to get the bus home, I'd hate that.
Why wouldn't I just get a taxi? Where are you off to now, Blanche?
Yeah.
What are you getting?
I don't know. What are you getting? Darren brought his vouchers thinking he's going to personal shopping. We're not going out there for you.
I go wherever I want.
Not with me, I won't.
I will, yeah. You're not getting any dinner.
What are we having?
Only yes, none gone. Bye. For about 2 hours.
Are we? Okay, bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.